This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and this is the Executive Spotlight. I have an extraordinary executive who's so close and dear to my heart, Andrea Marcellus. She is the founder of And Life. Welcome to Office Hours.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
I love you being here because obviously you're the queen of wellness in my arena, in the corporate world. And wellness has taken on so many different definitive perspectives and images. And yet you seem to get to the core and the essence, especially for companies, of what we should be doing to create the most productive value that we can provide to our teams, mm-hmm. which is wellness. How has your perspective changed with wellness over the years in the corporate world?
What's really interesting is corporations often go towards kind of obvious solutions like a gym membership or like, you know, something like that. And that's not the problem. People are overwhelmed, and it's not because of their job. People are overwhelmed because they lack clarity and purpose about their personal time, their time at home, their life. What happens is, you know, we have these obvious milestones in life. You know, you might be high school, college, maybe partner up with, get married, you know, your career. But then it kind of becomes a hamster wheel of living up to responsibilities and obligations. And those milestones become maybe a vacation, maybe a this, that, but they're not really these drivers that are full of possibility and hope and excitement like when we were younger. And so one of the best things corporations can do is help people, give them some space and time to figure out, you know, who am I? What is my, you know, what's my vision for myself? What's my purpose? And people who are driven by purpose are motivated. And then, you know, you layer in, okay, what do I need to do to be well, to generate energy and, you know, to feel my best so that I can do my best toward that purpose?
It's funny because I have a saying, the thoughts about your purpose are your purpose. Within the context of that purpose, though, is understanding how to prioritize the options, opportunities, and touches of favor that we have. You talked about the possibilities and the probabilities that are intertwined in being able to prioritize our day, which, believe it or not, the majority of our day is not spent with activity that we get paid for in the corporate world. We love to tell people that, but it's really not. It may be avoiding it while we're sitting at a desk or avoiding it when we're supposedly on a Zoom. But the majority of our day is spent outside of the activity that we get paid for. And so therefore we have this relationship between purpose and pain. So if our purpose isn't greater than our pain, the pain's gonna win. And then two, the prioritization of the options that we have during the day, which are exponentially more than they've ever been, especially with the way the corporate world is working today with hybrid and remote. There's many more options and opportunities during the day for our activities. How in the And Life approach do we prioritize things so that we feel fulfilled, passionate, purposeful, which, believe it or not, if you're purposeful, passionate, you'll be profitable.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's one of those weird things in life where the more choices you have, the more stress you have. That's actually a problem. And the fact is we have too many opportunities in a sense. And that's why we really try, it's twofold approach. We really, really try to help people define what is the most important things you really want to do with your life. It's not necessarily about their job. And then we help them layer in practical strategies in terms of their nutrition, in terms of exercise. You know, it's all easier than everybody thinks. It really, really is. It's just that if you're not really looking at your day as a whole and having that be purpose-driven, and if you're not thinking about fitness as something that's weaved into that day, but that has to be tacked on to the beginning or the end or whatever, that's when you're not likely to take care of yourself. And also, it's reframing how you think about your choices around food or exercise or things. It's about, you know, thinking about using the litmus test of, does this generate energy and does this bring me joy? If it generates energy and if it brings you joy, if it was easy to make or get the food, or if it's like a 5-minute workout, like, you know, these kind of things, thinking outside the box for people, like embracing who you actually are and how your day actually works and finding solutions for you personally that fit those parameters. And it's driven by the purpose that we discovered for you. Well, now we have this sum total holistic approach to well-being that actually works, that people can actually do and create real lasting habits.
And for someone like you with And Life, I think the biggest challenge that you have is what I call the checklist manifesto, the cover your ass realm of the corporate world, where it's like, okay, we have a wellness program.
Check.
And so here it is, out of the box, the gym, the insurance,
yep,
the meditation even.
Yep.
I'll put a meditation booth in the company. Everything's good now.
Right.
And it's a big challenge for companies to actually care about wellness instead of care about the checklist manifesto that's given through diversity, equity, inclusion, wellness. The list will go on and on. How do you interface with companies to raise awareness about not just covering your ass, not just going through a checklist manifesto, but actually showing a return on investment, actual quantitative value of all of these different programs, yeah, by the way, like diversity, inclusion, yeah, and equity? They make money for companies.
Right.
But I will tell you, nothing makes more money for a company than And Life. Like if you have right, a company of people that are purposeful and driven and fulfilled and passionate, you're going to be exponentially profitable.
Yeah, that's what's helpful about, I mean, I've been in fitness for 32 years and now I run this company, but you know, it's like, I'm doing what you're doing. I have to churn a profit too. I have to, you know, right, like I fundamentally get it. And what's really incredible is I can show numbers that like, okay, the average well-being offering you're putting out there gets 3 to 4% engagement. You're not moving the needle very much. My program, like we did a pilot company, had over 50% engagement 90 days later. It's a regular process that happens with people, like, you know, on regular intervals where we're part of their world, and that's why it works. Over 50% engagement in a company-wide program. That's incredible. And what happens is people start to come together over this thing they're doing, over this new knowledge they have to share, over how they're doing it themselves and their personal experience, and they're helping each other and lifting each other. And what does that do? It lifts the entire culture. So the biggest thing hurting productivity right now is just a lack of motivation and people just feeling overwhelmed. When you are giving people strategies that generate energy and lift them up and bond them, your whole company is going to do better. Come on now.
It's amazing because feeling good, mm-hmm, is the greatest tool to bond people. And we're getting away from that, obviously, with hybrid and remote working as well. So these mechanisms, modalities, and methodologies can be utilized in a hybrid situation remotely. But when people feel good together, whether it be at a church or,
yeah,
a community function or a corporate outing, any of these things that we've done historically, it is for the purpose of bonding, of reminding, remembering, and recollecting the collective and the power that we have as a collective. Now, beyond that, there's the ROI side of it. So
right,
beyond engagement, which those numbers are astronomical, you know, people that are purposeful and engaged are much more productive. Do you have 100%. Any, and the problem, by the way, in corporations and in human nature is good behavior, the only instant result is good progress, and you can't see good progress. Human beings,
yeah,
are incapable of knowing and being aware of or understanding progress. They like outcomes.
Yeah.
But the outcomes are exponential and they take time. What types of long-term data do you have to show a company,
yeah,
hey, you're making an investment with probably the biggest ROI for a company that they can make? Because number one, you know, investing in your people is important, but there's no better way to invest in your people than this.
Yeah. I mean, the obvious are insurance premiums. You know, companies like, and so there's a third party research study done on just my methodology with just random people set up like an HR program, or they didn't even have my help, right? And astonishingly, 100% of people in this program lost weight and improved on 5 mental well-being measures. And this, what's incredible is that, like, and they went down to the nitty gritty. It's a 23-page report on, you know, how they increased their vegetables, how they increased whatever. And we can show data of people who get more sleep. This is how much exponentially better their life is. And this is how much less they cost in insurance premiums. People who have, you know, who improve their food in X, Y, and Z ways, you know, like, we can actually show that data and then show the outcome on cardiovascular events or a decrease in diabetes. And, you know, these are all the things that are preventable illnesses that companies are paying for. And so, you know, if we can help people mentally at the same time we're helping them physically, then we really are, you can literally show cost savings in terms of healthcare premiums, and especially on the mental well-being side. Now, every company knows right now that's the biggest issue they're dealing with, mental well-being with their employees. And what Ann Life has realized, and the biggest thing I've learned in the last 6 years, is the connection between the brain, the gut, the body, weight loss, weight maintenance, and how this is all tied together. And so that's why we do it all simultaneously at the same time. You can't separate it. It's leveling up. People who feel their best do their best, and you can measure that.
Yeah, it's amazing because it's so obvious in the sports world. For example, you know, Tom Brady, he's amazing, but if he's out sick, what does that do to the team?
Totally.
Or if the center is out sick, let alone if 4 or 5 players are out sick every day in your company or aren't feeling their best,
right?
What are your chances of winning or playing at your best? And the numbers are astronomical.
And what about they're just blue?
Right.
I mean, they're just mentally not, they're there, but mentally they're not there. I think that's what I hear from companies I'm talking to, that's what they're dealing with more than anything. It's like uninspired people, you know? So it's, you know, how do you create inspiration? Well, there's a lot of ways to do that. And we have, you know, happy hormones in our brain. I teach people how to access that. We do brain training things that take 60 to 120 seconds that reframe you instantly, that generate energy instantly. And by giving people these tiny strategies that help them feel in charge of themselves, that you don't have to be in a spiral of overwhelm. You don't have to feel sluggish in the middle of the day and rely on M&Ms and coffee. Like, there's a better choice. And I have nothing against a good peanut M&M, by the way.
I just saw the whole crew cringe. What do you mean,
I'm
no M&Ms or coffee?
But can I tell you what? It is so important not to eliminate foods. And I'll tell you why. You know, this amygdala in your brain, that's your fear and anxiety center, is only triggered by one of two things, scarcity or threat. And scarcity is why diets don't work, because essentially, you can white knuckle it for a minute, like, and do a diet and eliminate things. And there's an identity in it for you. You're getting dopamine from that. But once it starts to get old and you say no thank you too many times, and now you're disconnected from people, not eating the foods you want and not enjoying meals, now this is triggering every time you sit in front of a plate of food. And it's telling you, you don't get to have that. You don't get enough. That triggers us. And that shoots out adrenaline and cortisol. So now, not only have you slowed this down, adrenaline is, you have too much adrenaline going out into your system, and that is feeding your anxiety. That is energizing your anxiety, which then energizes negative soothing behaviors. When we put this together for people, they start to understand, oh, okay, like, okay, give me the 60-second strategy, like, turn that off. And, you know, I can eat all the food. I actually should eat all the food. Yeah, eat the M&Ms. You're going to be okay. It's going to be better for you than not. But we figure out what to do with the rest of the day.
It's so interesting how abundance and scarcity overlay so much of what you teach. And what I've learned from Ann Life and heard from some extraordinary company leaders of the aspects and the outcomes has been, one, the right perspective as a company, the ease, not dis-ease, mm-hmm. the control, which then keeps us into the mindset, heartset, and handset, but even furthermore, the inspiration. Mm-hmm. So the perspective, the ease, the control, and the inspiration is what Ann Life will bring to you. It's why I wanted to have Andrea Marcellus here as our executive spotlight here on Office Hours.